What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now you got Boston's kind of percolating a little bit. Last couple of days, then St. Louis coming to town, one of the hottest teams in baseball. Oh, no. For the Orioles, are they rock bottom yet, or is it the worst yet to come? Joining us now to talk about that from Fox 45 Window Nation guest hotline, local guy. Let's welcome him back, A.J. Gerst. A.J., good morning, first of all. I hope you're having a great day. Say hi to Ryan Ripken over here.
Hey, Bob and Ryan. How you guys doing? I'm having a great day. It's a little rainy, though.
Well, we'll improvise and adapt and weather the storm, pun intended. All right, Brandon Hyde, he gets whack attacked. They're 0-4 since Brandon was relieved of his duties. Mike Elias finally met with the media yesterday and said he needed a couple of days to, I don't know, get himself together. Are you buying that? We're all in agreement here, AJ, that Brandon Hyde should have been the first person talking about Brandon Hyde losing his job, or Elias, rather.
You know, Bob, I think I need a couple days to ruminate on that question, and I'll get back to you.
Right.
I know, to me, it's unheard of that a general manager isn't the first one to get out there face first and say, yeah, this was the decision. It was a tough one. I understand we've had a horrible start to the season. There are several factors that have gone into that. And if you would have done that the day that Brandon Hyde got fired, I don't think this conversation would have been happening. But now we're talking about going away to Milwaukee, facing six reporters in the dugout, just the ones who travel with the team and the ones who are with the team, and no one else who covers the team on a day-to-day basis has an opportunity to ask questions to Mike Elias and represent the people of Baltimore and ask him what the people really want to know. And that's, you know, why is Brandon Hyde the scapegoat, number one? What are you going to do to fix it in the immediate term? Are there going to be long-term repercussions, and do you have a plan? That's the big question is, what is the plan moving forward sitting at 15-32? You mentioned before I came on, is this rock bottom, or is there still a bottom left to find? I feel like the Orioles have hit 7 or 8 different rock bottoms this year, but 8 games in a row, that feels pretty down low.
It does. And AJ, you don't call, you don't write anymore, but it's great to hear your voice again. And look, I think this is something that no one would be surprised with a slow start to the year. But everyone is definitely shocked that the Orioles are one of the worst teams in baseball. And you just mentioned about the rock bottom and what's the plan moving forward. I think that people forget about the human element. And I know you've been in the clubhouse and you talk to guys after the firing. I mean, could you just elaborate a little bit more as they're trying to compartmentalize that they feel responsible, they're a little bit emotional, and quite frankly, they feel a little bit lost with how they continue to move forward.
Yeah, what's the worst part about whenever a manager gets fired or whenever a team underperforms what they know they're capable of doing, right? These guys in the clubhouse, for the majority of them, they've been here for two straight seasons of incredible baseball. All right, well, mind you, the back half of 2024 wasn't incredible baseball, but they did have a good September, and then they faltered in the playoffs. That aside, they know what winning baseball is, and now it's kind of like a shock factor. From what I've seen in the clubhouse, they're shocked. They're shocked at how they've underperformed. They're shocked at how the fact that the bats can't get it going. And I think that a lot of it, of course, is it falls on the mentality and the mental aspect of baseball, right? Ryan, you as well as anyone know, and you were talking about it earlier, about how important having a strong mentality is in baseball. And for guys who are slumping, guys like Adley Rutschman, who have struggled to stay above the Mendoza line all season long, guys like Heston Kerstad, who hasn't really fully been able to put it together, they have gone outright and said, I'm trying too hard. And these guys are just trying too hard to a point where the results aren't showing, and now a manager gets fired. And, yeah, we talked to guys like Cedric Mullins, who said, I feel like it's kind of on us. Ryan O'Hearn, he was the guy who Brandon Hyde brought him in and gave him a full-time shot for the first time in his career. So, of course, he feels a little bit to blame. And, of course, these players who haven't produced up to this point in the season feel to blame. Kyle Gibson said, I hate the fact that I have gone out there and pitched four starts and we've lost every single one. I feel like I'm to blame for Brandon Hyde getting fired. And yeah, to a point, they probably are to blame. But that's just the business of baseball, and that's how it goes. And now the Orioles are stuck with the interim manager for God knows how long. And I don't know how they're going to claw themselves out of this rock bottom.
And you just said right there, it's a business. It is the business of the sport. You lose, someone's losing their job. And you know, another part of the business is, AJ, making moves. Who's going to be a part of your future? And you just mentioned a guy like Cedric Mullins. And I am extremely bullish that Cedric should be an Oriole past this year. I just think his veteran presence and leadership, and I think that that's something that you can't quantify. But the Orioles are going to have to make some decisions here. I think both you and I are in agreement. Not going to be surprised to see moves, but what do you think? Do you think Seti, long-term, should stay here in Baltimore?
Listen, I think everyone except for Gunnar Henderson and Jackson Holliday is available, first and foremost. That's just, you got to throw that out there. And Mike Elias is now at a point where he probably feels ownership breathing down his neck a little bit. And the fan base, of course, is breathing down his neck. I'm sure he has heard and seen all of the things that have been said about him since the beginning of the start of this season. So he is going to want to make moves. Of course, the first move already has been made with firing Brandon Hyde. And he said yesterday in his press conference that, you know, you have to make moves when things like this happen. So that insinuates, okay, we fired a manager and we're going to continue to do things. And to your point to Cedric Mullins, do I think that he should stay an Oriole for life? 100%. It is so rare to have a guy who, number one, is an incredible clubhouse guy, but also is a great bat, also is a great glove. You had James McCann last year, who was an incredible clubhouse guy, but, of course, the bat wasn't cutting it. That's why they went out and signed Gary Sanchez. Well, we saw how that turned out. But when you got a guy like Cedric Mullins who checks all the boxes, it's hard to say, no, we don't want you anymore. Now, there was a guy like Austin Hayes who wanted to be here as well that Mike Elias has to set the precedent of trading away and getting rid of. So will I say it's a certainty that he stays with the Orioles? No, but should he long-term and should the Orioles prioritize signing him long-term? Yes. And I will mention that David Rubenstein seems to really love Cedric Mullins. Whenever he was making his initial statements upon purchasing the team, it wasn't a guy like Gunnar Henderson or Adley Rutschman that he was name-dropping in those press conferences, it was Cedric Mullins. So it seems like he really likes Mullins. It's just, will Mike Elias come to the trade deadline?
AJ Gersh, Fox 45. AJ, always appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us on this Woman Crush Wednesday. We'll catch up with you soon. Maybe see you next week at Camden Yards.
Oh, definitely see you next week. Woman Crush Wednesday. Let's rock some Edge of 17, Stevie Nicks.
Come on, Nolan.
Come on, Nolan.
Yeah, Nolan's our Ryan Seacrest here, AJ, so we'll make sure he gets that thing rolling.
Come on, Nolan, Ryan Seacrest, McGraw. We need it.
There you go. All right, AJ, have a good day.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good one.
There's AJ Gersh. We'll come back, whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. A couple of games in, well, one in the NBA conference finals and in the Stanley Cup playoffs as well. And this day in Orioles history, we always talk about the good days. We're not talking about losses. We want to talk about losses. We'll talk about what happened last night. But
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Walk. Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game,
everything. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around. Riveted with Ryan this week. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. Stanley Cup playoffs, East Finals. Game one last night. Carolina, remember the Hurricanes, sent the Caps home earlier than Washington anticipated, where they took on the defending Stanley Cup champions, the Florida Panthers, who blew them out 5-2. Verhaeghe with a goal and an assist. Panthers lead that series 1-0. Florida finished off Toronto puffy pan to them. Hammer time. Mm-hmm. Phrase I invented, by the way.
You did?
Yeah, I did. Hey, it's hammer time. Break out the puffy pants. Everybody's like, what the hell does that mean? It's probably a date. Remember the old MC Hammer video? He's wearing a puffy pants. Can't touch it.
Did you practice that dance?
I did. I even have the pants, too, as a matter of fact.
You still have them?
Yes, hey, I do. Now. Well, they're not puffy anymore, if you know what I'm saying. They're a little tighter. They're more like yoga pants. Now, but anyway, Florida wins. They take a 1-0 lead in that one out west. Oilers taking on the Stars. Face-off, puck drop, if you will, coming up at 8 o'clock tonight in the NBA playoffs, the Western Conference Finals. It was OKC, the Thunder, taking on the T-Wolves. And this was a close game until the second half. And then it was the exact opposite of that because of this guy.
Randle drives on Dort. Backs in. Tries to split the defense and lost the ball. Foul. Bucket. Count it and one. Some Shea Sizzle here on the fourth.
Shea Sizzle. ESPN. Mike Breen on the call. Shea Gilgeous Alexander. Leader in the clubhouse for the most valuable player in the NBA. 31 points, 5 boards, 9 assists, 3 steals. As Oklahoma City pulls away in the second half against Minnesota, they win going away 114-88. When they win, they thump you.
Yeah.
They're like Mike Tyson. They knock you out. No close decisions. They had that epic game 5 down in Denver. But when they're clicking on all cylinders, Ryan, they appear to be a team that's tough to stop. Jalen Williams had 19 points. Chet Holmgren had a big second half as well. Aaron Wiggins, University of Maryland, had 2 points and 3 rebounds. They could come at you in waves, but they have, say what you will about Halliburton and Jalen Brunson. We'll talk about that in a second. But in Oklahoma City and SGA, there's a legit superstar. MVP of the league.
He is a superstar already. And you talk about OKC. This is the best of the four teams remaining. Sure. And rightfully so. 68-14 the regular season. And you talk about turning it on, and they, in a blink of an eye, you go, what the heck happened? Minnesota was winning by 4 at half. And then OKC outscored them by 30 in the second half. You got a superstar player. You have great talent around, role players, depth. OKC, when they get going, it's hard to stop them.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Eastern Conference Finals. Knicks hosting Indiana tonight at 8 o'clock with Sean Devaney from Heavy.com coming up at 1:30. It's also kind of the swan song for TNT.
Yeah.
Inside the NBA now moves to ESPN, which means get ready for Stephen A. Smith to kind of infiltrate his way into that, maybe even Pat McAfee. But they've got this happy marriage that's been going on for years between the four, you know, Chuck, Shaq, Attack, Kenny, and Ernie Johnson. TNT will still produce the show, but it'll air on ESPN, which means they will definitely find a way to screw it up.
Yeah, I mean, the...
Unfortunately.
The Inside the NBA TNT, I mean, that's a staple show on sports programming for years,
yep.
Decades.
The best of all sports, all pregame shows.
No doubt about it. So it is a sad day when you think about that, because even though, oh, hey, it's still there, it's going to be different. Yep. There's going to be a change there. But I'll tell you what, Knicks-Pacers, I'm excited for this one. I like parity, and I love the fact that here's a chance for one of these teams to get to the final that also they haven't really won much over the course of the years.
And they played last year in the semifinals, and it was a 7-game series. There is a playoff history going back to the 90s between these two teams. So we'll talk about that later with Sean. It's the Whip Around. Ripping it with Ryan, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw. This day in Orioles history. How about, it's May 21st, just to point that out. Because, yes, I need to look to see what day it is. I know it's Wednesday. 1997. I was at this game. Mm-hmm. Me and my Uncle Dave Rommel, first-team All-Metro pitcher for Poly back in 1968. Orioles beat the Tigers 2-0. Rafael Palmeiro hit an opposite field home run off of Justin Thompson. Hard-throwing lefty for the Tigers back in the 90s. Arm troubles kind of ruined his career. Basically ended it before it began. But two-run shot in the first. Scott Erickson went 7 2/3 strong. Randy Myers picks up his 15th save. Orioles wide to wire. Orioles win 2-0.
How about that? And Scott Erickson going back to the vault there.
Yeah, he was improved to 8-1 on the year.
I mean, Scott had some great stuff. He had a sinker slider combo. When he was on, man, It was fun to watch.
What they call it, the power sinker, I believe.
Yeah, look at that. That's exactly right. The power sinker right there. I'll tell a story maybe later on about Scott Erickson that my dad told me, but it's the when he was on, he could pitch with the best of them. When he wasn't, well, kind of reminds you of what's going on here in Baltimore right now.
2016 in Anaheim, excuse me. Orioles taking on the Los Angeles Angels. Down one zip, going into the ninth, top of the ninth, Matt Wieters. Three-run homer off Joe Smith. Brad Brock gets the win. Zach Britton picked in relief of Gausman. Zach Britton picked up his 12th save. Orioles win that one 3-1. If Adley is Wieters, are we cool with that? Did we expect Adley to be more?
I think that's what, going back to that time when Matt Wieters was picked and he was supposed to even be, he was essentially what Adley is now is what Wieters
Mauer
was.
Power with power is what they called it.
That's a good way to describe it. But both Wieters and Adley, the expectations were to be higher. And I know for Matt, he didn't reach it. But for me, Matt was a great catcher in the bigs. But did he live up to the hype of what they wanted him to be? No. But you still have to. The difference with Wieters and Adley, Wieters' defensive prowess was always documented. That was something that people talked about. They liked how he caught. Adley, now there's some questions on what his long-term situation is going to be at the catching position, which is a concern.
Yeah, and Wieters won, Gold Gloves?
Yeah.
A couple-time All-Star. Now we're looking at Adley. A year ago, we're like, he's going to be the best catcher in Orioles history. Now we're saying, can he even be Matt Wieters?
And how long is Adley going to be behind the dish? But Matt Wieters, no more Matt Wieters slander. Great career.
Oh, no doubt.
And might have not been what people had hoped, but he did his job. He was a consistent backstop. And, yeah, he did have some pop there from time to time.
Including that game winner 9 years ago today. And then finally, the good old days of 2 years ago in Toronto. Orioles beat the Blue Jays 8-3. Score 5 runs. In the top of the 11th, Cedric Mullins was 5-for-6, 3 ribbies. Terran Vavra drove in a couple of runs there in the 11th. Your boy Mike Bauman got the win to improve to 3-0. Didn't he win 10 games that year, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, Big Mike was trying to challenge for the team lead during that time. Right. And bringing up Vav, too. Terran Vavra, great guy, by the way. Dealt with a lot of injuries over his time frame. And then did you say Cedric Mullins had 5 hits?
5-for-6, as a matter of fact.
You know what? I've heard enough. I don't care if it's in the past. Extend the man. Keep him in Baltimore.
We'll come back. Take more of your phone calls. Sportsnet 583-1057. If you're just tuning in, Mike Elias met with the media yesterday. We're going to remind you some of the things he said, so stick around for that. Fun house trip with Nolan McGraw coming up at 11:45. Something tells me is the Orioles have lost 8 in a row. They're 17 games under 500. It might not be as fun as we hoped it would.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He needed some days to get his thoughts together. Now, Brandon Hyde, you know, get your stuff together. Get the bleep out of your office. Hey, Tony Manzalina, hey, deal with the media after you're down 4-0 before you can even blink in your first game on Preakness Saturday. But I needed a couple of days. How you feeling about this? He should have been. We talked about it with AJ. Mm-hmm. We talked about it when you first got in here. He should have been the first face we saw. Not Adley's. Almost in tears. Not Gunner. Not Ramon Laureano. Not Eplin. Mike Elias should have been the one taking that microphone in the old suck hole there and explaining why they did what they did.
Yeah, I mean, players in that locker room, you're an adult, right? So you have to be ready for the good, bad, and the ugly. But that is a ugly and an uncomfortable position to be in as a player when you're walking into the clubhouse that day and you're being addressed to, hey, by the way, your manager's gone. And especially after 12 days prior, the talk was, Brandon Hyde's not going anywhere. We're not thinking about that. So it's a shock. But to your point, leadership comes from the top down. And I appreciate, and I probably have a way different perspective on people and having personal relationships. Yes, I would have loved for Mike Elias to be the first one to talk about it. Why? That's also a leadership part of saying, hey, I'm not expecting ownership to come out and talk to people because we don't see that as much throughout sports. That's fine. But the GM is the face when it comes to your structure of your franchise. And for Mike Elias, even if it was a quick statement of going out in front, and he just said the words like this, we made the decision to move Brandon Hyde. It was a very difficult decision. Then if he said, I'm going to take the next couple of days to process and I will address this more in the future, anything like that would have been acceptable to me. But to your point, when you wait multiple days and then it's on the road and your team still hasn't won, now it's kind of like, well, it doesn't carry the same weight anymore. And people became very frustrated in a situation that could have been avoided. And then they're frustrated on top of some of the comments that he said because of this whole situation.
And it wasn't in the media room at Camden Yards in front of 30 people. It was in front of 6 people who just happened to be covering the team that particular series, because this wasn't expected to happen at all until the Orioles sent out that PR note via their Twitter page. All right, let's get to another Ryan. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, we got Nolan. Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Good morning, gentlemen. So, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Do your thing. All right.
So, first off, I want to say I don't know why everybody's bad-mouthing Tyler O'Neill so much. He's the most consistent guy on the team. Consistently hurt.
Yes.
But
yes.
Going to Mike Elias, it irritated the hell out of me, the fact that it took him 4 days to respond. But what really made me upset is when he was talking in that presser yesterday, and he started calling out the starting pitching, and he said, our starting pitching has been unacceptable. Well, it's unacceptable because of the moves that he made. Last year, when Felix Bautista was hurt and we knew he was hurt, he went out and got Craig Kimbrell, which I thought was a great move because he was a proven closer and it filled a replacement for a guy you knew was going to be hurt the whole entire year. Now, with this year, you knew Bradish was going to be on the shelf for at least half of the year and maybe even longer. You knew Tyler Wells was going to be hurt for half the year or even longer. Grayson, that injury was unforeseen. He had spring training, and we didn't know what was going to happen. But he got Charlie Morton and Tomoyuki Sugano. Sugano's been great. I enjoy having him on the team. But Morton, I don't see him as a replacement for Bradish or Wells. I think he got Morton thinking of him as a best available, and he wanted to try to add him if Bradish and Wells were still healthy. That's what I got to say. You guys have a great day.
All right, Ryan, thanks for the call. There are guys like Jose Quintana, who's now on the shelf in Milwaukee, but about to come back, off to a great start. And Pivetta, who Nolan wanted all along. I mean, they were there, too. I mean, they signed Morton in January.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Verlander was still available at the time.
Yeah.
Right? I think Scherzer signed after as well. And if you're looking at those three of that age group, Charlie Morton, and people don't want to hear this, the track record for Charlie Morton had been a level of consistency for the last 9 years. So I don't blame that move. The problem was is what Charlie then was assigned to be. And that was to be a top-of-the-line starter in this rotation, something he's never been really in his career. That's a problem. And we mentioned it before. It's not you can be upset with the results of how the moves have been, but you're looking at signing, you had to make your choice. And in this case, the choices that you made have not panned out for your team. Besides Tomoyuki Sugano, who I think has been really one of the best signings of the free agent period, especially with the unknowns of a pitcher coming over from Japan.
On the Hill today, as a matter of fact, against the Brewers, 110 first pitch. We have Milwaukee's lineup. We'll give it to you when we come back. Take a phone call or two as well, 410-583-1057. News from the Nest, 1 o'clock. Buy or sell, where's the midweek money? Hopefully counting that at 12:15. And Jim Hunter's going to be joining us, longtime voice of the Orioles and our colleague here on The Fan. First time we've spoken to Jim since Brandon Hyde was relieved of his duties. We'll see if Jim agrees with that move or not. OTA's Derrick Henry sticking around. Question is, who gets the next contract extension? Hamilton, Linderbaum, should it be Lamar? Take care of him first, and then everything else will fall into place. We shall see. Brock Purdy just got paid. I don't think it impacts Lamar Jackson because Lamar is going to become the highest paid player in the history of the National Football League until Patrick Mahomes wants a new contract, and we'll follow along there. We'll count our money, hopefully, at 12:15. Buy or sell that Jim Hunter talks about the debacle that has become, unfortunately, the 2025 Orioles. But let's go to Matt in Maine. Matt, thanks for holding. What's up?
Oh, not too much, Bob. Ryan, thanks for letting me in this morning, guys. I'll get Woman Crush Wednesday out of the way first. How about a little Carol King, You've Got a Friend? Because I think right now the Orioles need a friend.
Yeah.
yeah, so a couple quick things I wanted to ask you guys. On the topic of Mullins, and I got something after that too, but on the topic of Mullins, and I know there's no guarantees, but is it the worst idea to maybe say to Seti, like, hey, look, you can run this thing out this year with us here, or we send you out to maybe go get a ring, and then let's sit down this offseason and talk, and maybe next year if Bradfield can swing the stick, what about Bradfield in center, move Mullins to left, and put Kowser in right, and just stop all this shifting with a guy getting 8 at-bats and then sitting for 2 days. That's number one. And then to that same point about positional stuff, Ryan, I wanted to ask you this specifically based on your background. So I was listening to Dan O'Dowd and Jim Bowden. I understand every guy's got their opinion, but I know O'Dowd has roots to the Orioles and is highly respected, but they seem to insist that one of the primary problems they see with the Orioles, and it's bugged them for a while, is A, it's the platooning, but as important as the platooning, it's they feel like guys are not playing the positions to actually give the Orioles the best chance to be superior defensively. And they insisted to a man that Gunner would basically be a multi-time Gold Glover at third, and they fully believe that Holiday has the arm to play short and that Westberg should be at second. And then if Adley cannot do it behind the plate, you groom him to play first and you put Basayo behind the plate. I'll hang up and listen just what you think on that, but let me just say this part about it, though. I feel like with 3 years left with Gunner and 2 years left with Adley, would it be the worst thing if they took, I don't know, a 40-game sample size of this year and kind of set things up that way? And I'll hang up and listen, guys. Thanks, man.
All right, Matt. Interesting points. Ryan Ripken, what do you think?
Yeah, actually, with Jim Bowden and Dan O'Dowd, those clips specifically in their comments, I broke that down yesterday on the Ryan Ripken show on YouTube. And I disagree with their positional value right now, and I'll explain a little bit why. I think Jackson Holliday's athleticism is great. I do. I think that he can move well. He has good range. I'm not really worried about the arm. But for Jackson right now with the development, I'm not moving him off of second base with how he's playing. You're finally getting him comfortable at second base. And I'm looking from the development side just on that. He's figuring out how to be a big leaguer right now. I don't want to mess with him whatsoever. Jordan Westberg, I think, is very stable at third base when he's healthy. I like his actions. I love his ability. And Gunnar Henderson has the most upside and most talent to play the shortstop position. Now, is he playing a clean, crisp shortstop right now? Absolutely not. But is he the best that can be? Yes. When I look at it for Gunnar, it's a fundamental thing. It's a fundamental thing for Gunnar Henderson. He can make any play out there. The problem is it's the routine plays that maybe he gets a little bit crossed up on, or he's in the wrong position just a hair, but that can be taught. I mean, we'll go back to the plays we saw last year. You would think, man, how the heck did he do that? There's only one player on the team that can do it. It's Gunnar. So I look at it as a fundamental issue right there. I want to keep Jackson comfortable. And as far as the first base situation, that is going to be a talked about discussion, because when Sam Basayo does come up here, and when Sam Basayo becomes an everyday guy, which I believe he will, you are going to have that conversation of what is Adley's second position, because I still want him to catch. First base looks like the option, but he's got to learn how to play that position.
Nolan, what do you want to do here? You want to take another call? You make the call. Let's go to Tony in Bel Air. Tony, you made the cut. What's happening? You're on with Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, and Nolan McGraw here.
I am excited. Well, first of all, I think the Orioles have a great foundation and a great core of young players. I'm not comparing it or jumping off the bridge like some people, comparing it to 2018-2019. I think the issue with the Orioles, from what I see, and I've been following baseball since 69, we don't have a solid baseball approach anymore. You look at hitting throughout the organization, it's all about exit velocity, and it's all about like a launch angle. Two things that are counterintuitive to bat-to-ball skills and hitting for average. I think as an organization, we might be batting 235, 240, and situational hitting is out the window. And then when you look at pitching, it's all about spin rate, and it's all about maximum effort and velocity, which is a combination for disaster when it comes to injury. I had the privilege of going to a game and speaking to a Hall of Fame pitcher who pitched consistently over 200 innings. And I said, hey, why don't you work with the kids and really show them? He says, the baseball organization doesn't listen. They don't believe in what we did, which was throw, not at maximum effort, and run and build your leg strength. He goes, you couldn't get a sniff of the major league without 200 innings in the minors. And as far as spin rate equaling ball movement, the pitch that moves most is a knuckleball, which has zero spin rate. So I think the analytical approach is too heavy, and they have to get back to baseball fundamentals. And I'll hang up.
All right, Tony, thanks for the call. And by the way, heads up, if you ever run into Mike Bordick, do not mention spin rate or Bordy Mike Ricky Bobby Spider Monkey on you with that one. I wonder who that 200 inning plus Hall of Famer was that he was speaking to. But to his point, some of these common sense baseball themes that have been honored over literally 100 years of time have been kind of dismissed over accomplishing expected results, max effort, spin rates, hey, screw location. I mean, how many reps your curveball got rolling here, even though it might miss by 6 to 8 inches here.
Yeah, I think that it's smart to acknowledge the game has changed.
Sure.
And the game has changed, and this is how a big part of the pitching world is power pitching, right? How can you spin it? How can you throw it? And if you do that, you can have success, and they want the strikeout. But just like we talk about with hitting, of knowing yourself, pitchers, it's the same thing. I think that's my biggest issue with hitting. We talk about it all the time. You got to find out, are you a power guy? Do you use the whole field? Are you an RBI guy? Are you a pass the baton guy? Are you just a get on base guy? Whatever it is, that's a role. Pitching's the same concept to me. So if you're not a power pitcher, don't be a power pitcher. What they're telling you of, hey, your ball, if you spin it this way, well, if you only throw 93, 94, like Tomoyuki Sugano, you got to find what works for you, and that's the pitchability part. You got to learn to spot up. You got to learn to read the hitter's bats. That stuff's never changed for years, and I agree. And that's something that should be focused on more, because if the back in the day, guys had success, the best ones, not because their stuff was always so good. It was they knew exactly what they wanted to do, and they adjusted pitch by pitch, at bat by at bat to whoever they were facing.
We're ripping it with Ryan. By the way, I meant revolutions, not repetitions, if that makes any sense.
Thank you for clarifying, Bob.
I was just thinking, I said, self, you may have misspoke there, because trust me, when you misspeak, people point it out to you multiple times. Like, how many revolutions it is. We're going to come back at a news from the nest. Excuse me. Talk about the Ravens. Derrick Henry signed his extension. We're cool with that. Who's next, as we're days away from OTAs? Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw will count some dough, hopefully midweek style at 12:15. We got sports subjects of the day as well. Jim Hunter, longtime voice of the Orioles. Brandon Hyde's out. I don't think Jim Hunter's cool with this move. He'll elaborate. Or maybe he is. We'll find out together at 12:30.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.